Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be discussing the upcoming lunar eclipse that is taking place on October 28th, 2023. Before we get too far into the segment, I like to remind everyone that here on Astrology Now, we use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is in fact different than the Western tropical system. So if you would like to learn more about the differences between these two systems, you can go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on media and then Astrology Now, and you'll find a podcast embedded there that shares many of the differences between Western and Vedic astrology. And so we are in the midst of eclipse season, my friends. This has been a really interesting time, you know, and it's like we always say here on this podcast, as above, so below. When there are cosmic storms churning, it makes sense that there are storms churning here on Earth, whether it be literal or a metaphor. And it could be happening in our own personal lives, and it could also be happening globally. And so first of all, here on Spotify, I always have the comments open. So if you want to share what you've been moving through, what eclipse season is evoking for you, what's been going on, I always love to know. On the previous segment, on the eclipse segment, I was asking the three words that you all are envisioning for this next cycle of time. And I got so much joy out of reading them. I got so much inspiration. If you're looking for a little patch of sunlight on a cold day, you know, I highly recommend going back to that previous podcast and reading through the comments, because I always get inspired hearing what people are working on and what they're envisioning for themselves and what they're working towards. And it's really good energy. You know, it's really good energy to revel in the manifestations of other people and what people are focusing on, what they're building and what they're growing towards. That's just such an energy, you know, to be in. So again, if you're wanting a little pick-me-up, you can go read through, maybe add your own. And of course, you're welcome to comment here as well, just to let us know. And you know, guys, honestly, sometimes on Instagram, I share things that are going on in my personal life. On my personal Instagram, I definitely do. On my public Instagram, I've been doing so less. Don't usually share much on the podcast. But you know, I think that this is actually kind of interesting, because I heard years ago, I've been studying Vedic astrology for years, and throughout the time studying, I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of astrologers and then looking at my chart and us talking. And back then, this was like, again, this was years ago, I was talking to an astrologer and I was talking about my mom and my concern. I've been concerned about my mom my entire life. Like, I remember when I was like 8 and I learned about the 11-11 wish. And it was always for her. Like, my 11-11 wish every time was for my mom to be happy. And so this has been like an ongoing thing throughout my life. And I remember going to this astrologer and asking, like, hey, like, what's up with my mom? You know, I feel like things are gonna get intense this year. Like, I was like reading the transits myself, and they were like, yeah, you know, things may. But what you really have to watch out for is K2 through the 4th. And I remember them saying that, like, years ago. And throughout that time, I've been watching other people's charts and kind of witnessing the things that come to fruition when K2 transits the fourth house. And so again, the fourth house is the house of the mother, right? It's the mother, real estate, land, property, cars, vehicles, etc. And so I was watching with other people's charts and I was getting a pretty good idea. And then it happened, right? That transit finally happened. And you all know I'm a Cancer rising. And so K2 has been transiting my fourth house. And I mean, it's been incredibly intense. It's been incredibly intense with my mom for the last, you know, 18 months. And things are finally seeming to take some sort of turn, but it's hard. You know, her life is very difficult right now. And if I were to share, you know, everything on my podcast, it would probably get like an X. There would be some sort of flag probably that happens on my podcast. But it's been, again, it's been a time, it's been tiring, and you all know that labor of love is a real thing. You know, when you love someone, the investment, the emotional investment, the care, the time, you know, it's, it's definitely a labor worth investing in, and it is real. So that's definitely been something I've been moving through, and this eclipse has just been really shaking things up, but definitely nowhere near tired in this labor of love. I've got this, we've got this, but definitely the eclipses have brought things up, and so I'm interested to see what this I'm interested to see what this next eclipse brings. I'm also hopeful. You know, I always stay optimistic. I think that if we are moving through an eclipse season and if things have felt a little bit intense, it's so important to stay optimistic, and it's so important to invite in opportunities and to remember that eclipses can bring intensity, and they can bring challenges, and they can bring things to light, and they can illuminate things. And they can also bring life-altering opportunities that are so beautiful, you know, doorways, passages into a different dimension, and it literally into a different life, rather it be a job opportunity you're getting, or you're meeting somebody, or again, you get some sort of chance or opportunity, or you meet someone who helps you in some way. Absolutely possible. And it's possible for things to exist at the same time. It's possible to have an eclipse season where some negative things are happening and then some really positive things are happening. And depending on our chart, it may be a relatively neutral time in our personal lives. It really just depends on our own personal chart and what is going on. So it's important to keep in mind. And the other thing that I'll say that I always want to remind people of about eclipses is that when Rahu and Ketu, the signs that they're transiting, it's going to be an intense year for those signs, right? So we have Pisces and Virgo coming up. So these eclipses haven't been that intense for you. If you're Pisces moon, Pisces rising, Virgo moon, Virgo rising, this is going to be the 18 months of transformation where really big shifts are happening, because the eclipses are occurring for you near placements in your chart that are very important. So keep that in mind. Or if you just have a bunch of planets, you know, if you have a stellium in Pisces, if you have a stellium in Virgo or something like that. And so my mom, personally, she has a lot of stuff getting hit with these eclipses. So anyway, moving on, I hope that that was helpful. I hope that that was supportive. And I think that I want to add too, I spoke about this on Patreon, is that when we are moving through intensity, if you're someone out there who's like me and you're having an X-rated eclipse with like whatever is going on, it's a moment in time. You know, it's just a moment. When we're looking at the grand scheme of things and we're looking at the timeline of our life, it's just a moment, and it will be transforming and morphing into something else before we even know it. And the other thing to keep in mind as well is that seasons are inevitable. Fall comes, winter, I mean, I guess it depends on where you live, right? But essentially, the cycle of life and rebirth, life, death, rebirth, it's inevitable. And so there may be troughs of time where things are feeling a little low and they're feeling a little bit sticky and it's not necessarily what we ordered. And the good times, the positive times, the sunshine, the peonies, you know, the roses, it's inevitable. It always comes. So it's important to hold on to that, and it's important to remember that it's there, and it's important to create space for that being a possibility. Because I don't know about for you all, but in my own life, sometimes I can get locked in and I'm like, everything is garbage. I've totally got stuck in spaces like that before where I'm like, man, like only crappy things are happening. Like, what's going on? And then a few months later, I look back and I'm like, oh man, there was like so much beauty happening simultaneously. There were so many beautiful opportunities happening for me. And so it's really important to remember that. And it's also really, really important to know that good things happen. Good things happen to us. Good things happen for us. Good things are waiting to bloom and blossom. It's waiting for us. It is inevitable, but we have to be ready to receive it. We have to be ready to see it. Our eyes have to be open to it. We have to welcome it in. We cannot get stuck in this mindset that it's doom and gloom and that's all it is, you know? And I know that that's hard, especially when collectively we're moving through really, really, really intense stuff. And it's important to move with that and be honest with that in ourselves too, and do what we can to serve and support, of course. So that was a long conversation that I was not anticipating having. Hopefully it was helpful. Let's go ahead and get into this eclipse. So speaking of which, when I'm saying depending on where the eclipses are, it's going to affect us more or less depending on our birth chart. So this lunar eclipse is taking place at 10 degrees and 57 minutes of Aries. So if you have planets at 10 degrees of Aries, 10 degrees of Libra, 10 degrees Cancer, or Capricorn, this eclipse is particularly going to affect you, especially again if it's Aries or Libra. This eclipse is absolutely, you're gonna feel it if you have a planet at 10 degrees of Aries or Libra. Even if the planet is 4 degrees, give or take. If you have a planet 4 degrees, give or take of 10 in each direction, it'll likely impact you pretty significantly. But again, closer you are to that 10 degrees, the more intense it's going to be in a positive or a negative way. Okay. And the lunar eclipse, the astrology is as if we're having a full moon. So the sun and the moon are opposing one another. But because the moon is with Rahu and the sun is with Ketu, this is what creates an eclipse. And this eclipse, you know, I've been talking about this. I was talking about it at the beginning of October, and I was talking about how this is, again, one of the most intense times of the year. And the solar eclipse is intense, but wait for the lunar eclipse. That's what I was saying. This eclipse is particularly intense because Mars, of course, is aspecting the moon and the sun is debilitated. The sun has moved into the sign of Libra where it is debilitated. And this is very important. This is very, very important because the sun represents leaders, those who influence us, those who guide us, those who mentor us, those who lead, right? That's what the sun represents. And so, on a global scale, I am concerned for world leaders and people in position of power. You know, it's possible that there's a lot of stress. It's possible that there is some sort of change or transition. There could be something dangerous that's happening. I mean, I hope that that is not the case. And I would not be super surprised if there was something more dangerous that happened here. And remember that the sun is debilitated every year. The sun moves through Libra every year, but the sun is not always in Libra while we're having eclipses in Libra. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's important to note. And it's not always happening. It's not like we're having an eclipse with the sun being debilitated in Libra, with Mars also in Libra, with Rahu Gandhanta. You know, there are so many things happening right now that intensify this energy, and it's something to really be mindful of. And on a personal level, when it comes to our own bosses, CEOs, people in positions of power, we should be watching them too. You know, they may be moving through their own version of stress. They may be having their own turbulence, or there could be changes in the workplace, transitions in the workplace. And, you know, there is this sign exchange happening with Venus in Leo. So there is a sign exchange between Venus and the Sun, right? Because Venus rules Libra, the Sun rules Leo. So, you know, this does mitigate the debilitation somewhat, but, you know, Leo is still about leaders around the world. It's about the kingdom. So it's something to take into consideration. For us on a personal level, the sun represents vitality and it represents our sense of strength. It represents immunity. It also has to do with our confidence and willpower and our ability to shine. And so it's definitely important to be mindful of that and just track any vacillations in confidence, any vacillations in willpower. It's just a moment in time, right? It's just something that could come and go. And it's definitely important to trust ourselves. It can be an opportunity where there could be an experience or a conversation or something that comes up where you're doubting yourself. And this is the opportunity to trust yourself. This is the opportunity to trust that you know what's best for yourself and that you are capable of making good decisions. You are capable of being the president of your life. And, you know, Sun in Libra, I actually really like because it's also a reminder to be very humble, to find humility in our day-to-day life and in our interpersonal relationships, remembering that everyone can be a teacher. Doesn't matter if they're 16 years younger than us. Doesn't matter if they're from a completely different field of knowledge. You know, doesn't matter if our political views are not aligned, whatever it may be, there are things that we can learn from everybody. And especially in our intimate relationships, and when I say intimate, that can be close friends, it can be partners, it can be family members. It's a good time to remain humble and to remain open to the opinions and thoughts and what's the word that I'm looking for? Influence of others. There's another word that the Gottman Institute uses specifically. Maybe it is influence. Can't remember the exact word, but it's super good. It's essentially allowing others to have an impact on us and to influence choices for us, right? In a way that is healthy, right? In a way that's healthy, allowing a co-creation, negotiating with others, accepting influence, accepting how we may impact others and how they may impact us as well. And so that's a little bit with the sun being in Libra. I do anticipate some sort of big event. And remember, it could happen exactly on the eclipse, but it could also happen some days before or some days after. It's eclipse season, right? It doesn't necessarily have to land exactly on the eclipse. It can be kind of around there. But I anticipate some sort of big event, some sort of shift in some way. And, you know, this focus on Libra, Libra wants to create diplomacy. Libra wants to create balance. It wants to create what is ethical and what is fair. And so I do think that there are going to be a lot, and we're seeing that now, of course, there are going to be a lot of calls for people asking for peace, asking like promoting equanimity, promoting what is fair, what is just. People are getting upset. People are getting upset because there is injustice, you know, and there are events happening that are not fair. That's what Libra is all about. And some of this intensity, some of this malefic influence on Libra, it's kind of making it hard to find that peace too. And so looking at the moon, you know, looking at the lunar eclipse, because the moon is what is being eclipsed this time. So this is what's important. The lunar eclipses should always be monitored because the moon is the mind, it's the consciousness, and it's also the masses. And so on one hand, this could be a big day of intensity. It's definitely important to be really good about mental health, mental wellness, mental hygiene, really taking care of ourselves, being patient. Not acting impulsively, not acting from a place of emotionality. The moon is going to be in Aries in the nakshatra of Ashwini. There's not a more impulsive energy than Ashwini. It's the first sign of the zodiac. The symbol is a horse, you know, sprinting through. And so there can be this impulsive energy, this energy to act or to run or to speak. And it can have a big impact. So it's definitely a time to be super, super mindful and conscious of that within ourselves. But there's a lot of really beautiful energy here too. You know, Ashwini is a very sattvic sign. Sattvic is purity, harmonious, balanced. There's a double-edged sword here that we'll talk about. First, I suppose we'll talk about the less positive energy, and then we'll spend the greater portion talking about the more positive influences here. But Ashwini is ruled by Ketu, and it's in Aries ruled by Mars. So Ashwini embodies that Mars-Ketu energy, which is very intense, very combustible, like we've been talking about. So we are a little bit more prone to accidents and injuries because we're being impulsive, because we're trying to act quick. Globally, personally. And that energy is getting activated. That K2 Mars energy is getting activated, which is part of why I'm saying, hey, you know, let's be careful. Let's kind of watch here. And the moon, of course, is with Rahu. So on a personal level, this is the time of focusing on the future. This is where the past, future, present, it kind of combines. Rahu represents moving forward. It represents the future. It represents what we are initiating, what we are creating, what we are manifesting into the future. And Ashwini is the first sign. It's the first nakshatra. It embodies creative potential. It embodies courage and willpower and bravery and the ability to lead, the ability to be first, the ability to pioneer and to trailblaze. This is the time of new beginnings. This is the time of something completely new. Some of you, especially again, if you have planets around that 10 degrees, Aries, Libra, especially maybe even Cancer, Capricorn, there could be something happening for you that totally changes your life. Absolutely. Something could happen where your future pivots. What you thought your future was, where you thought you were going, it changes. And for all of us, this is the time to remember that courage and that willpower and that ability to pioneer and trailblaze our life. And it is an amazing time for new beginnings. And so really, with the moon being eclipsed, it kind of like offers us that little portal to close a chapter, you know, and open something new. And this really is like this is such an important, potent time for everybody. And Aries is all about those new beginnings. It's the new start. It's having the courage. It's having the willpower. And it is forward focused. And so again, on a personal level, I think this is a very, very powerful, potent time for setting seeds and for moving forward. Ashwini is symbolized by the Ashwin Kumaras, which are the physicians of the gods. And so there is this emphasis on health and healing and wellness and alternative healing, alternative remedies. Ayurveda is the science of life, and it is a sister science to Jyotish, which is what I'm doing right now, Vedic astrology. So Ayurveda works super, super well. It could be a time of getting an Ayurvedic consultation, maybe doing something for your health, setting intentions around your health, maybe, again, some other consultation. If you're not super into Ayurveda, it could be going to another holistic practitioner or going to a doctor that you trust and setting an intention to help build your immunity, to help build your health moving forward. It could be a time of starting a new workout regimen or starting new sleep hygiene, just like starting something for health and wellness. And globally, there could be something involving health and wellness as well. There could be something big happening with wellness. And Ashwini is also associated to space, actually. So there could be something that is related to space and space exploration in some way. It's also heavily associated to animals. There could be something happening with animals. This is an aside. This is completely random. These days, with everything happening globally and just everything, I personally need like lightness for my heart. There is an amazing bird. Its name is Apollo. If you follow my personal Instagram page, you see me repost things like this all the time. Apollo and Friends, but it's like F-R-E-N, I think. Just type in Apollo the parrot and you'll find it. That creature, that parrot, is spectacular. So maybe that can be something that you do on the eclipse, is like get into the rabbit hole of Apollo the parrot. Absolutely fantastic. But again, there could be new science being revealed about animals in some way. There could be something happening here. Ashwini also has a lot to do with travel. Uranus has to do with travel too. You know, honestly, as I'm looking, I've been looking at this chart, and we need to be mindful with traveling. We need to be mindful with air travel. We need to be mindful in vehicles. Everyone is just a little bit more accident prone, and especially, you know, if we have planets kind of near these degrees, it's something to be mindful of. And there could also be maybe some natural disasters occurring that we need to be careful of that come on very quick. That's like unanticipated, something that is sudden. That's what this eclipse is all about, is kind of like sudden energy. But the other thing I wanted to mention about Aries is that this is the sign of independence. It's the sign of self-invention. I did a series on this on Patreon where we were talking about Aries and Scorpio. And Scorpio, it has this path of self-discovery in life where there's so much metamorphosis and transformation. And through shedding the skin and through shedding the layers, parts of themselves are revealed. Aries is a little bit more about self-invention and self-creation. And it's about independence. It's about being different. It's about, it's also about being rebellious, right? So there's this emphasis on independence, on gaining freedom, on having liberty, on being sovereign in the self. We see that happening globally. We're going to continue seeing this globally. We'll see it around the world. And it is a time also where if you feel this way in your personal life, it's an opportunity. It's a big opportunity. If there's something that you've been wanting to do that is independent in nature and free and under your own reign, this could be a time of taking a plunge or a leap of faith and doing something for yourself, you know? So I am looking at the astrology, seeing if there is anything else that I want to note about this. I suppose, you know, the moon is with Jupiter. The moon is with Jupiter. It's with Rahu. There's just so much endless potential here and endless power. And some of you are going to be having some wild life-altering events. I'm really excited. If something happens, if there's like a really positive shift for someone or a negative, it can be anything. I definitely want to hear about it in the comments. Mercury and Mars are going to be in Libra as well. And they'll be close together. They'll be within a degree of each other, which is part of why I'm saying to be mindful with travel. There could also be technology issues and there could be communication issues. People are ready to argue. When Mercury and Mars are together, people are ready to argue. They're ready for verbal disputes. They're ready to troll people online, you know? And right now it's in Libra, so it could be in the name of freedom. Like if people are really amped up, they're going to be expressing themselves online. That's what we're going to be seeing. In our personal lives, just know that it's an energy that is there. I think that arguments are sometimes worth having. And I think that it's like, that's why we have Mars, right? We have to have Mars to advocate and to get things done and to have that energy to create change. Absolutely. And it's wise to know the battle's worth fighting, right? So keep that in mind while you're moving forward. I think it's way more productive to have conversation in person than it is online. So that's my own personal thought. I don't often get involved with online debacles. I'm much more likely to have a, you know, conversation, debate in person. But I just want y'all to know that and to be aware of it. Mercury and Mars, when they come together, it absolutely amplifies tension. It amplifies the likelihood to have arguments and disagreements. And of course, Mercury is communications. But also, you know, we've got to watch the technology because Mercury is technology. And I have heard so many people say recently, oh my God, is Mercury retrograde? Like, what is going on? And I've felt that way too. So Mercury is not retrograde, but it's really stressed. It's with the debilitated sun. It's with K2. It's moving closer to Mars. So we can absolutely have some of these hindrances with technology, hindrances with text messages and cell phones and maybe mail getting lost or something to that effect. And even in our own personal lives, you know, even in our interpersonal relationships, which is Libra, we could be more prone to conflict and arguments and having disagreements. And so it's absolutely a time to be diplomatic in those relationships and really share what it is that we need to share and also have humility to listen because we could have some pretty big conflicts during this period. So, you know, definitely be mindful. So I'm going to run through very, very briefly, like I did last time, doing the predictions for each of the 12 zodiac signs. If you would like a more extensive version, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. If you're an Aries moon or Aries ascendant, this is all about you, new beginnings for yourself, your personal desires, your vision for the future. You can definitely anticipate a lot of energy around your sense of self as well as with relationships. If you are a Taurus moon or a Taurus ascendant, there could be so much coming up from the past to explore. Things from the subconscious mind, big emphasis on spirituality and travel. Now, there's also a big emphasis on accidents and injuries, so please do take extra good care of yourself. Watch out for coworkers at work. If you are a Gemini moon or a Gemini ascendant, this is a time where opportunities could completely be opening in regards to your future planning. There could be opportunities coming through other people, through friends. You could be meeting a powerful person during this period of time. There is a big emphasis on children. If you have children, make sure and be extra mindful. If you are a Cancer moon or a Cancer ascendant, this is a huge time for your work, your professional vision, what you're wanting for the future professionally. This is a huge time for pioneering in regards to your career. You have to be mindful when it comes to the relationship with the mother. Land, real estate, where you're living, it could be changing. Please be mindful while you drive. If you are a Leo moon or a Leo ascendant, there is this huge emphasis on Dharma and, you know, what your mission is in life. Huge emphasis on your personal Dharma, what you are here to do. There could also be a big emphasis on travel and exploration. It could be a time where there's some sort of fortunate opportunity or event. Something with the father could also come up. Now, when it comes to your siblings, when it comes to some friends, it's definitely a time to be mindful. There could be some unanticipated drama here. Maybe even something from the past with your siblings coming up for you to solve. If you're a Virgo moon or a Virgo ascendant, this is a time of deep transformation. This is an amazing time of metamorphosis and self-discovery. There could even be some sort of inheritance happening for you now around this period. Now, when it comes to family matters and conversation around the home, this is a time to be very careful. You're definitely very security oriented around this period of time. Emotions may be heightened. Definitely take care and be mindful of the food you're eating. The food can make you, your health is going to be greatly determined upon the food you're eating. If you are a Libra moon or a Libra ascendant, there is this huge emphasis on relationships and intimacy. It could be professional relationships as well. This is an amazing time to envision the future for your relationships and what you want. Now, I also want you to be really careful with your sense of self, your willpower, your courage. You could be feeling a little low on self-esteem or vitality. It could be fluctuating. This is just a time to take extra great care of your health and wellness. If you are a Scorpio moon or a Scorpio ascendant, there's this huge emphasis on getting healthier, on getting well, on feeling stronger, and there could even be some opportunities coming through in regards to your work. Now, for Scorpio, there's also a lot about the past coming up, about the subconscious. I want Scorpio to be really mindful about people in their orbit. Make sure that everyone has really good intentions. This is an awesome time, though, to focus on spirituality, your spiritual pursuits, meditation. Make sure and be really mindful traveling. But when it comes to spirituality, this is an amazing time. And when it comes to getting healthier, this is an amazing time. If you are a Sagittarius moon or a Sagittarius ascendant, there's so much amazing creative potential for you in regards to creativity and expression. If you've been wanting to start a book or a blog or something that you've been wanting to share, if you've been wanting to get more artistic, even when it comes to romance, this is a beautiful time for Sagittarius. Now, there could be something coming up with friends or something in your social circle, someone who needs attention in some way. Watch out for those personal relationships because there could be a little bit of spiciness here or some conflict, so be careful. If you are a Capricorn moon or a Capricorn ascendant, there's this amazing, beautiful, creative potential in regards to your home, land, real estate, maybe the relationship with your mother. This is the time to envision your ideal home and really how you feel. It's the heart space. How you feel being inside of yourself, how you feel in your life. This is just an opportunity for a new start. I want you to be very careful with professional relationships. Work may be strained. Bosses may be strained. There could be some big changes here. If you are an Aquarius moon or an Aquarius rising, there's so much beautiful creative potential in general. The third house is amazing for writing books or creating blogs. You know, it also gives the opportunity to publicize like the fifth house does. This is also an amazing time to be thinking about travel plans for the future. And the third house is about courage. And this is such a courageous full moon. So this could be a time of really of digging deep. Right? Maybe taking those leaps of faith or really trusting yourself to create the future that you want and to have the courage and the self-esteem to do so. Now, the ninth house is getting a little afflicted here. There could be something coming up with the father. There could be something coming up with a teacher. There could be some sort of strain and traveling, you know, just be really, really mindful with traveling for our Aquarius friends. If you are a Pisces moon or a Pisces ascendant, this is an amazing time to focus on wealth and finances. And it's also a great time to focus on family and feeling a sense of fulfillment and happiness. And it's also a great time to focus on health, especially when it comes to the mouth. So what we're eating, what we're consuming, what we're taking in. It's also an amazing time to remember the healing quality of words, affirmations. It's an amazing time. This is a pretty intense eclipse here in the eighth house. You know, a lot could be coming up through the from the past for Pisces. There could be something around inheritance or life insurance in some way. A lot with change and transformation. If you're a Pisces, definitely make time to practice and do your spiritual work around this period. So this is what I have for the 12 zodiac signs. I hope that it was helpful. If you would like to book a reading, you can go to innerknowing.yoga to book. My Patreon is patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast, and my Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you so much.